I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Monte Carlo.
Yeah.
Exciting weekends and travel. Had you ever watched this before?
No, because I was 17.
That's insane. That sounds so on brand for you. You were 17.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, you're still...
I was too old. I was too busy.
Do you think?
Too busy out drinking and all.
Oh, yeah, true, I suppose. Yeah, yeah. But I meant even in terms of content. Like, you don't think this would have appealed to...
No,
sorry,
I think...
Sorry, Corey Monteith and Selena Gomez. You're telling me that didn't appeal to 17-year-old Breed?
No, Absolutely did. But I think it was on the peripheral. And I was probably like, yeah, I'd watch that. And then I just never did.
Yeah.
Probably.
I remember a lot of the press around it. But yeah, again, didn't watch it at the time. Because I was like, oh, that's so stupid.
I didn't realise it was a cinema. I went to the cinema. I thought it was like just like a Disney Channel original thing. But no, it was a big production.
It's giving Disney original, but with budget, like.
Yeah, it had all the tropes like that a good Disney original movie has. It's like basically they took Freaky Friday, they said this did well. They took the Lizzie McGuire movie, they said this did well.
They took the Parent Trap.
What did I say? Freaky,
you said
Friday.
Freaky Friday.
No, I meant the Parent Trap.
Which is like not as close comparison, but yeah.
No, I meant the Parent Trap. I was thinking Lindsay Lohan. I meant the Parent Trap. Yeah. And they were like, how do we just like turn this into another movie?
But the thing that I found interesting about this is that it was actually supposed to be way more kind of
adult.
Like adult. Yeah. So it was it's loosely based on this book. And it was supposed to be like Nicole Kidman in the lead and all, where it's like these four gals go to Monte Carlo to try and marry like rich husbands, but then end up getting with a load of gigolos. Like it's very, I'm like, how did it go from this to this? Like,
what?
Let me get the exact...
Headhunters.
Yeah, it's crazy. Headhunters was the book. Now, again, as I say, loosely based on that. But now, Nicole Kidman still ended up producing it. Yeah, Headhunters by Jules Bass. Yes.
Forrest Whitaker.
What?
Was a producer on it. Unless I was having some sort of fever dream. His name came up at the start. It was like executive producer.
I don't think it did.
Because I had to stop and be like, what? No, it did.
No.
I wrote it down.
Hang on.
I will watch the movie again right now.
Put it on there right now.
I will start it up right now.
Forrest Whitaker has never heard of Selena Gomez. I'm going to tell you.
I was like, what is his investment in this? No, I'm putting it on. I'm putting it on my phone.
Dude, put it on. Yeah, put it on right now. And I'm looking.
If I made that
cast and crew, I'm on IMDb. Produced by. So you think it was produced by Forrest Whitaker?
Executive producer Forrest Whitaker.
Oh my God, executive producer Forrest Whitaker. What?
I know. I was like, what has he got to do with this? Why?
He loves Selena Gomez.
Kitty Phillips.
Well, like,
maybe he was supposed to be in the grown-up one or something.
I think so, yeah. Because I think it was, they bought the rights to the book, whoever, like even before the book was published. And then there was a whole load of issues, whatever. And then, as I said, it became this way more like, so yeah. So the novel tells the story of four New Jersey women who pretend to be wealthy heiresses while searching for rich potential husbands in Monte Carlo. There, they meet four gigolos posing as wealthy playboys. So Fox bought the rights to the novel in 1999, but that was before the novel was published. That was 3 years before the novel was published. And I think it was originally supposed to be Jez and John Henry Butterworth, which are the fakest names I've ever heard in my entire life. There you go. Butterworth. They were supposed to be writing the script. And it was Nicole Kidman had signed on to play the lead.
And Julia Roberts, I had read somewhere as well, was supposed to be involved.
Yes, I think so, yeah.
Which is crazy. So then,
I think this was just one of those things that like they had the rights to it and the years kept knocking on and on and on. Because as I said, the Butterworths were, they signed on in 2005, but then they were fired.
Jez, Mr. Butterworth.
And it just kept going through this like transition of people. So it was like, we have the rights to this. We have to make it. It has to just be something, you know?
Yeah. I think that, that version sounds way better than fucking the one we watched.
I need this version more than I need air to
Forest Whitaker as a gigolo? Yes.
Do I need Forest Whitaker involved on screen? Not sure. Do I need Nicole Kidman? Yeah, absolutely. Nicole Kidman would fucking eat this up. She would be chewing the scenery. She would be having a laugh.
Yeah.
She'd be sexy.
Yeah.
Love it. Love it, girls. Her. Who else? Who would you cast as the other three? Julia Roberts isn't doing much, right? So I get the theory behind Julia Roberts because she was doing stuff back in the day. She's been quiet lately. Maybe why isn't Andy McDowell one of them? Because Andy McDowell is obviously the mom in this.
Yeah.
Let Andy McDowell go away. She's divorced her man. She's like, sayonara.
Reese Witherspoon?
Yeah, but again, now are we just saying Big Little Lies? Is this just Big Little Lies?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they do. They make a good team.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us.
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.